Lula, deixa eu te falar
Fala,
uma
querida.
coisa. Seguinte, eu tô mandando o Messias junto com o papel.
It's the phone call heard round the world. An alleged government deal to protect a former head of state from corruption charges has plunged Brazil into chaos once again.
Tá?
Ah, tá bom, tá bom.
Só isso,
Alme...
você espera aí que ele tá indo aí.
Tá bom.
That recording made public brought thousands of protesters into the streets of Brazil, condemning President Dilma Rousseff's sudden appointment of her predecessor, President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, into her cabinet. The political deal would have rendered him immune from corruption charges. At the center of all this is the Brazilian oil giant Petrobras. Rousseff was chairwoman of the Petrobras board when the wrongdoing occurred. She has denied knowledge of it, but momentum for her impeachment is growing. Bruce Douglas, Brazil correspondent for Latin American newsletters, is in Brasilia and says the population is clearly fed up with the government altogether.
Well, there's huge degrees of insatisfaction in Brazilian society in general. You have to bear in mind the economy has shrunk by almost 4% last year. There are a lot of people really feeling the pain. Inflation is over 10%. Over a million people lost their jobs last year. So the situation in terms of Brazilians' day-to-day experiences is pretty bleak for many. And on top of that, you have this massive, now a two-year-long investigation into corruption at Petrobras, the state-run oil company, which is not just any old company, but which was once the largest company in Latin America and also a major source of pride for Brazilians. It was, in theory, the guarantor of their economic independence. It was founded with the slogan, "The oil is ours," and it's a key driver of the Brazilian economy, and it has been involved in this corruption scandal, which has implicated many of the country's top business executives, these business leaders from Brazil's major construction companies, as well as almost 50 serving politicians. And over the last few weeks, we've seen this inquiry get closer and closer to former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and his hand-picked successor, Dilma Rousseff. And these protests are an expression of an outrage at the corruption and extreme frustration with the economic deterioration of the country.
And here's a voice of the raging protests that you describe, really taking the get-out-of-jail-free card interpretation here. João Matus is a law student. Listen.
I'm here because the ruling party, the party that is in government right now, is a criminal organization that is ripping our pockets. They tax us in a very high amount of taxes, and they don't give us anything in return, and they are communists, and they want to overtake Brazil. They will do anything to stay in power.
Now, he's a 22-year-old. Listen to this 54-year-old woman, Ortelia Mendes.
We wanted to get these corrupt people out of power. We voted for them thinking there would be change, and nothing happened. I voted for Lula in 2003, and now I see the country is worse than it was before.
Realistically speaking, do the people have any mechanism to change things? Is the deck so stacked from the top?
What's happening now is an impeachment process, which is going through Congress. Last night, Congress voted the members of a committee which will analyze the case for impeachment. Actually, the impeachment against Dilma Rousseff is based on what many interpret as a technicality. She's accused of illegally using state banks to plug gaps in the budget in 2014. Now, really, the substance of the impeachment question isn't the issue. It becomes less of a legal case than a political case. And the question is whether the president has the support in Congress to survive.
And the Olympics?
It's difficult to know what's going to happen in Brazil in the next few hours, let alone days, weeks and months. It's been an extraordinary week of political drama here, and this is likely to continue, certainly for the foreseeable. There are pro-government rallies planned in 45 cities across Brazil today. They're likely to be the target of the anti-government protesters' ire. And so what happens with the Olympics, it takes place in Rio. The Rio municipal and state government are doing everything they possibly can to ensure that it is delivered on time and with the usual success that marks these events. It may be impossible to divide Brazil's political situation from this event. However, as I said, Brazil is very concerned about its international image, and they will be making the utmost effort to ensure that the Olympic Games run smoothly, even if the country itself is in chaos.
Speaking to us from Brasilia, Bruce Douglas is Brazil correspondent for Latin American Newsletters. Thanks so much, Bruce.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.